This is the Safety Scouting Report with your host, Scott Cafe. Welcome in, my friends, to episode 2 of the Safety Scouting Report. My name is Scott Cafe. Glad to have you with us. If you listened to our initial episode last week or a couple weeks ago, what this is, what the Safety Scouting Report is a toolbox talk for safety professionals, HS&E professionals. It can be for new folks if you're in school studying occupational safety and health. If you're a 20-year veteran, when we do toolbox talks for our teams, for crews where we work, it's usually to remind them of stuff that they need to be wary of. Fall from elevation hazards, lockout, tagout, control of hazardous energy kind of stuff, things like that. For us, this show is designed to do the same thing for you, to bring stuff back around. So if the topics that we hit on are new to you, great. If there are things that you've heard 1,000 times before, hey, maybe at least we can give a different perspective or shift things or help you look at them a little bit differently. So a lot of what we do is going to be what I call Hazards 101. I teach a class called Hazard Identification at the company I work for right now. And a lot of it is going through that stuff for frontline supervisors and management so that they can put a name to some of the things that they will often see. For us, as safety professionals, I come at it a little bit differently. Because when I was a compliance safety and health officer with Kentucky OSHA, when I had trainees, what I would typically tell them to look for when we were looking at hazard identification are two things. I would say look for motion and look for symmetry. I didn't say go out and look for struck by hazards or look for fall from the same level hazards. I wouldn't do that. Because that's being too specific. That's narrowing your focus. When you go out and you're actually doing an audit, let's say you're at your place and you're doing a walk around, you don't go out looking for those specific things. Those are names you give to the stuff you find. I would tell people to look for motion and symmetry. If something moves, you identify it. Okay, that chain and sprocket is moving. And that's pretty simple. Everybody can see that, right? Once you've identified something that's moving, then you get into, is it a hazard or not? Can I actually get caught in that chain and sprocket? Can I get caught on that rotating shaft? What does the guarding look like? Can I get around, under, through, or over, the old AUTO acronym, that guarding, to actually expose myself to the hazard? And if so, what am I going to do to mitigate or abate that problem? So that's where we come from. We look for motion. Symmetry, too. When I'm talking about symmetry, think about the times you may have gone out and found a guard that was partially removed from a machine. What tipped you off? Generally, I would venture to say, it's the fact that it was asymmetrical. There was something about that guard that caught your eye. It didn't fit exactly right, because think about it, especially in general industry, although construction as well, the machinery we deal with most of the time is very symmetrical because we're talking about efficiency. Symmetry leads to efficiency. They kind of go hand in hand or hand in glove. So if something is asymmetrical, if something is bent, broken, hanging off, that's usually a good tip off that something is wrong. There may be exposure to a potential hazard there. So a lot of it is keeping your eyes open and having a wide view. When I was a trainee with Kentucky OSHA, I got to go out with a couple of longtime experienced compliance officers. One of them, his name was Mike. One of them, his name was Tim. And the thing I noticed about both of them as I was walking along as a trainee is they were always watching. They were looking at everything, wide-eyed, checking everything out. Even if we were on a complaint about a very specific thing, their heads were on swivels, to use a sports analogy. They were looking at everything as they were going. And they were asking questions. Never just quiet, talking to people, talking to the management team that was with us, trying to learn and understand and figure out what was going on. So, our toolbox talk here on this Safety Scouting Report is about that. As an introduction to hazard identification, how do we do that? And those are my three things, and the three things that I want to leave you with today to think about. Eyes wide open the whole time you're on the floor, and you're not necessarily looking for anything specific. And we will talk about the hazards as we go through. We will dedicate safety scouting reports to caught in hazards and caught on hazards and rotating shafts. And my goodness, do I have a story about a rotating shaft that will just curdle your brain. People ask me sometimes, Scott, what was the worst incident that you investigated when you were with OSHA, expecting it to be a fatality? It wasn't. It was an incident that had to do with a rotating shaft. But that's down the line. Keep listening for that. In introducing hazard identification, though, or in twisting your point of view on it, maybe refreshing your point of view on hazard identification, eyes wide open the whole time. That's point number one. Point number two, motion. Where are things moving? Where things are moving, those are generally hazard areas. And symmetry. Look at the machinery. Even if there's not a guard off, is there a stand? Is there an anchor that's missing? Is there something off about the machine? Because machines generally are symmetrical. Machines work better when they're efficient. Efficiency comes from symmetry, you know, long lines, clear areas, that kind of thing. So that'll do it for this week's Safety Scouting Report, talking about hazards 101, motion, and symmetry. Next week, we'll be talking about reading the signs. Join us then on the Safety Scouting Report. Take care.
Chillin' Mr. Rain.